On any given night, around 27,000 people are homeless in New South Wales. Of these, 28% are considered youth. Hundreds are being told there is no room in the refuge as they seek support for their situation.
It's a rising number of homeless young people, combined with no rise in the equivalent number of beds. So the support for homelessness services hasn't really changed in terms of funding for a while. Although, that said, in 2008, the Commonwealth and state governments all signed an agreement and injected about $1 billion extra into homelessness support across the country. It's probably too early to say whether that's making a substantive difference, although it's certainly not hurting. There is an increase in support services, although they're now at risk as that agreement is coming to an end.
Eamon Waterford is the Director of Policy and Advocacy at the Youth Action and Policy Association. He's worried every night an older child spends in unsafe accommodation is doing them lasting damage.
For some of them, they find unsafe accommodation to stay in. So we know that a lot of young people who can't get support end up sleeping on a friend's couch. We know that some young people end up sleeping in really unsafe conditions. So, you know, a young person might end up sleeping on their dealer's couch. They might end up moving back into a household where there's domestic violence and they feel unsafe because there's nowhere else for them to go. They might end up sleeping in a squat, so an abandoned building, just so they've got a roof over their head. These are really unsafe spaces for young people, and they have short-term consequences, which are pretty evident, but they also have really long-term consequences in terms of that young person's well-being. As you can imagine, it's really difficult to go to school the next day if you've been sleeping in an abandoned building, you haven't had a shower, you haven't had a chance to change clothes, you haven't had a decent meal in 24 hours. Your ability to remain engaged with employment or education is completely shot.
Brett Paradise is the acting CEO of the Y Foundation, an organisation that operates a hotline that finds accommodation for homeless youths.
We average about five times a week we'll be saying to somebody in a specific area, like if you're thinking statewide, because we're statewide, where five times a week we'll be saying to somebody there just isn't something available in your area. If you're talking in a city, there would be probably at least one day a week, but you know, if you average it over a year, that there isn't any beds available. So some, you know, months you will actually have beds available every month, and then another month, you know, you'll regularly not have any beds available in crisis accommodation for young people.
He says there are a lot of reasons an older child will seek an emergency place to stay, but most stem from family issues.
In basic terms, people will say that, you know, they've had family breakdown, there might be domestic violence at home, there might be a fight that's happened, or a whole range of things. It could be, you know, there could be longer term mental health issues, there could be sexuality issues, there can, you know, the range is really high, but I guess, you know, in one way or another, it's, you know, a family breakdown.
Although the number of crisis beds has fallen, Paradise says more effort is being put into longer-term solutions.
The amount of service to young homeless people hasn't changed. The amount of crisis accommodation over, you know, so you can just present and you'll get a bed overnight, has decreased. So there was, you know, over the last few years, there's been a move away from crisis refuges into more early intervention work, and also, you know, transitional housing, which is, you know, a longer case managed approach to young people, stabilising young people.
Eamon Waterford agrees and says support for troubled youth at home is the real priority.
More beds will help, but they're not the be-all and end-all. We need better support for families so that instead of conflict between parents and children resulting in the young person leaving home, they get the counselling and support they need so the young person can remain in the household. Ultimately, if a young person's under 18, that's the best outcome. That's what we really want to see, is a young person staying at home with their family, but also that young person being safe and secure and housed and fed and all of the things that we know that young people need. Other supports that are needed aren't just those accommodation supports, but are those sort of supports that go around it. So it's not good enough to just find a young person a bed. If there are mental health issues, they need counselling, they need support of that sort. If a young person has alcohol and drug issues, they need to be able to get access to rehabilitation, that sort of thing. So it is a very complicated issue, and each young person is unique and needs different supports.